clearing for Life Force, and I had so many blessings happen today. I don't even know where to start. It was such an amazing day. I actually had some things that I have been dreaming about and thinking about, asking for and praying for happen today. And right when it was so crazy this morning, yesterday morning for you now, but right when I was kind of thinking about giving up or being worried to give up, I got shown like everything's going to be all right. And it was such an interesting insight. And I felt it all the way down to the bottom of my toes. And I had kind of gotten to a point where I wasn't giving up on myself, but some of the things I'd been asking for hadn't shown up yet. And I was at a kind of a crossroads at like what else I could do or what else I could be or how else I could change or, you know, what else. And I was like, well, dang, you know, I'm clearing my energy. So where's the $1 million, right? So I want to encourage you, when you are at that place where you feel like you've done a lot of things to change something, and you have this percept that you've tried hard, or you've had this percept that you've worked hard, and yet you're not yet seeing out in the reality of what's being shown to you, you're not yet seeing that which you desire. And what I want to bring to you is to keep in that place of clearing out old stuff and keep healing. And it can be like, what, didn't I already heal that? But the evidence of the healing having worked is when everything's different on the outside. So if you're still in a place where things are pretty messy on the outside, then what I'd like to do is encourage you to keep going on this clearing work. And yeah, that. So today, let's see what chakra I'm going to do a little clearing for. Let's see. It's really strange. I'm getting the third eye chakra to where it meets the crown chakra. So it's in the day that this show is being, you know, released, is called the Black Moon Day for some reason. It's the last day of July. And August marks a big shift, where a lot of the forces will be clearer and cleaner. So if things have been kind of bumpy for you in July, I want to encourage you to stay focused and keep your eyes on the prize, because you will start experiencing things happening easier. So when the third eye is blocked, what happens is we might get a nudge and not act on it, right? We might get shown not to do something and still do it. We might get tempted to drink alcohol, but instead of having a drink of water and a smoothie and going for a run, we might drink the alcohol. Any substances like alcohol, marijuana, cocaine, speed, anything that prevents you from having your own true life force is going to block your third eye. It's going to block that knowing. So if you can today, as you go about your day, ask that third eye place to be treated with more honor. So honor that. Honor the third eye knowing. Honor the place where you are part of the entire universe. That as a being on the planet, there's a sacred aspect of you that is part of the entire universe. Now, if you'd like to do a deeper meditation on this, I'm going to ask you to do something really crazy. Send me an email and ask me to make one, and I'll make one and post it for free. But I have to get an email that says, hey, Erica, please make me a third eye clearing meditation, and I'll do it. And so you're going to email me at energyclearingforlife@gmail.com. So if you send an email, energyclearingforlife@gmail.com, if even one of you does, And we're getting a couple hundred downloads, so I'm guessing there's some people listening. If one of you sends me a message and says, hey, Erica, will you make a third eye clearing meditation? Then I will, and I'll post it right there at my website, which is Energy Clearing for Life. Meanwhile, what you can do to keep growing this intuition is trusting your knowing. So just keep trusting your knowing, acting on it, trusting your knowing, acting on it, and then not acting when it's against you or against the lightness of you, all right? That. So I think when you were a kid, I don't know if you're like most kids, you might have come home and said something like, I really think my teacher doesn't like me. And the parent, being well-meaning, says, oh, honey, don't be silly. Of course they like you. They like all the kids, or some kind of inane baloney crapola, right? Well, I don't say that to my kids. I say something like, well, if you perceive that, it's possible that they didn't like you today, or you did something today that bothered them, or they had a bad day and they were taking it out on you. But I never disregard my young people's, intuition. Like, if they think someone's being mean to them, I say, well, maybe they're being mean to you. Because I feel like for me, I was always disregarded, not on purpose, not intentionally, not with malice, but I would have these intuitions and they were probably right, you know? So anyways, my message today is to follow your intuition, to work on your clearing. And if you send me a message at energyclearingforlife@gmail.com and ask for a meditation on third eye clearing, I'll post it on my website for no price. Doesn't that sound wonderful? So thank you very much for listening, and I hope you have a most amazing day.